Many parents going through a divorce do their best to protect their children from the gritty details of their relationship breakdown. But a recent study shows children want to be given more information, and keeping them out of the loop could be doing more harm than good. Angus Randall reports.
You can't hear their voices due to privacy laws, but for children of divorce, the message is clear.
Include them and just kind of leave everything as open as possible, I guess, because regardless of their age, children are going to figure that kind of stuff out anyway. And if you don't just tell them, then they'll either worry about it and will come up with a worse scenario in their head, or, you know, then they'll feel like you're keeping things from them. And then it'll just make things way more complicated.
According to the Australian Bureau of Statistics, nearly half of all divorces are splitting up a family. And these quotes, taken from a survey of children aged between 10 and 17 years old, show they feel left out when it comes to the big decisions about the next chapter of their lives.
When a kid goes through a divorce, a lot of the time the adults become very immature, so the children grow up a lot quicker. I prefer to be spoken to as an equal rather than someone speaking to me as if I were, you know, just someone who didn't have any idea what was going on.
The survey from the federal government's Institute of Family Studies heard from more than 60 children and teenagers who'd recently gone through a parent's divorce. It's a small sample, but the subjects were overwhelmingly united. Dr. Rachel Carson carried out the study.
A number of them spoke in terms of being kept in the dark, and a majority of these children and young people reported that their views had no impact or limited impact on the decision-making process, and that one or both of their parents did not listen to them.
Is there a sense everyone's trying to protect the children by keeping things from them?
That's interesting that you say that, because often steps are taken to shield people and young people where their parents are engaged in litigation. And while that's benevolent in its intention, it may be associated with the experience of harm on the part of children and young people where their agency and capacity to participate in decision-making that affects them isn't acknowledged and accommodated.
Sue Vusak is from Anglicare WA, which offers counselling to families going through a separation. She believes those in the family courts are doing their best, but it's hard in a system designed around finding winners and losers.
I think it's really important that parents don't feel blamed or shamed, and that they reach out and find out about services that are available in the community for children, do some interviewing of those service providers and determine, is that what their child needs? Does their child need just a space to be able to talk to someone to make sense of all the changes that have gone on in their family? Do they actually need some more intensive long-term therapy?
Sue Vusak from Anglicare WA, ending that report from Angus Randall.